Apollo 8, Houston.
Grant.
Apollo 8, Houston, we're going to need some data from your last T-23 marks. We missed some items, and so don't put it away, and when you finish this next T-23, we'll get it all together.
Okay.
Roger, got some information for you on this PTC that we'll be going to right after this next T-23 exercise. We'd like you this time to try the nose-north attitude. That's a pitch of 180 and a yaw of 315. And also, we'd like to give another look at this mode-free type of PTC. And we think maybe we'll get a little bit of spin stabilization if we try it at 0.3 degrees per second on the roll rate rather than 0.1. So if you'll figure on doing that at 124.30, we'll see what kind of information we get out of it.
Okay, you know what, I think of that, don't you? I'll be happy to do it, but I think it's playing games.
Roger, Frank. You're burning right now 1.4 pounds per hour with attitude hold in pitch and yaw. We're kind of interested to see if 0.3 degrees per second will reduce your RCS usage due to spin stabilization.
Yeah, I know. I predict it will not.
Okay.
Jerry, I'm a little concerned about the temperature. We're getting kind of warm in here, and also the evaporator outlet temperature is up around 45 degrees. Do you have any transits for getting less efficient operation of the radiators now?
Frank, Ecom says everything looks nominal down here. You might try a change in your cabin temperature heat exchanger there.
No, we don't have the fans on, but what we have done is put up the window shades. That seems to help. We've been getting a lot more sun in the cabin this winter.
Roger. We'll keep a close eye on things and keep you posted.
Roger. I don't mind playing games with you. You guys have been very nice for 5.5 days. Want to play games for the next half hour, we'll play.
Roger, Frank.
Jim is trying this with the iRelief optics, so we can give you some information on that.
Okay.
I think it would be very difficult to extrapolate anything that you're getting out of this spin business to a LAM command module combination, because the spacecraft handles quite a bit different just with the change in fuel load, including the difference in drifting off and roll.
Roger, Frank. We just got finished discussing that, too. We agree with your point of view on that one. I think this is more of a curiosity thing than anything at all.
I think it's fine. Don't sweat. We don't have anything else to do here for about another 10 hours.
Okay.
Jerry, what I'm kind of curious in is the fuel usage now with P-23 and what we were doing. We have a lot more fuel.
Jim, we'll take a look at that fuel usage a bit. Right now, the trend looks like it's getting better, as we would expect with a lighter weight. We'll we'll try to get a little more definitive for you here.
We shouldn't complain about the fuel usage on that SPS engine, though, because we're sure getting a lot of miles per gallon out of it.
Roger, Frank. Frank, we'll enter you in the Shell road test on that.
Yeah, but we don't have any TCP in there. What is that, TCP? Yeah, that's the problem. If we'd had that, we probably would have only used half the fuel.
Oh, you mean platform 8?
Well, that's right, platform 8. If you'll get the people to spread out a big one of those banners around the target area, we'll try to break it, you know, and coast through it.
Okay, Frank, we'll call some of the paper companies and see if they can find a roll big enough.
It won't take a big roll, just about 30 feet.
Roger.
On board that.
You tell the doctors that we put William to sleep.
Roger. You won't leave any scars, will you?
No. No, he's got his tape recorder with him. Bill said to call Valerie and have her to rewind the tape recorder at home.